Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And we are back. Big Boy in studio coming up. Your calls continue after that. Right now, Rick in Oklahoma. We'll talk about transgenderism and FEMA. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, it's a pleasure to speak with you. I've been listening to you for a long time. I really appreciate your information.
Appreciate you, brother.
I was just going to mention that years ago, I mean, back when Paul Harvey was still on the radio, back in 79, I think it was, Paul Harvey had mentioned something about the gay bomb or the Sunshine Project. And never really stuck with me until some of the stuff that we see going on with the whole transgender movement started taking place.
Well, that's right. That's even in the BBC. You guys click web and type in Pentagon developed gay bomb, a chemical they spray on men that basically manipulates their olfactory nerves and makes them some men attracted to men. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, so I think what we're seeing right now is just like the Sunshine Project 3.0. The way it feels to me, I watched that interview with you and Jay the other day, and he had mentioned something about porn being a drug, and I think that it probably is. It opens the door for those kind of proclivities, if you will, and who knows what they can pump through the TV and the media that we're visually looking at right now. I watched a movie here a long time ago called Videodrome.
With James Woods. James Woods.
Yeah, ironically.
That's a Cronenberg film. It's excellent.
It is. And it's loosely based off a true story where they were using the visual effects through video to brainwash people that would choose to watch that kind of stuff. I think it was Netflix in the movie, but anyway, that was really all I had. I mentioned to your guy that let me on that recently I just saw some of those big black coffins that you were talking about years ago.
Yeah, FEMA stockpiling coffin liners everywhere.
Yeah, I saw some of those roll through town the other day, truckload of them.
Well, there's a lot of dead people, brother. A lot of dead people with the shots. Got a big study right here. Thank you so much for the call, Rick. Let's talk to Johan in Minnesota. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Go ahead.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I want to let you know I'm wide awake since 1969.
Well, that's awesome.
I know everything about deep state, like Dr. Huff. He was so interesting. He wasn't surveilled. We were surveilled for decades, our family, because East Germany and West Germany, because we had really higher ups in East Germany, like Eric Milken, the Stasi head one. His niece was married to my mom's brother, and we were surveilled all the time.
Well, I believe it. That's what the Stasi did.
And don't forget, 30,000 Stasis were here in America for decades, and they were surveilling people.
Well, you know, the Democratic Party hired Marcus Wolf before he died to help surveil the American people.
And Vanna von Braun and my cousin's husband, he worked side by side with him in the Nazi time building the rockets.
So are you a German immigrant to the United States?
No, I'm a Minnesota native, but my mom is all German and my dad is Canadian, and we know everything. And the Bilderberg Group. Yeah, my dad had a Bilderberg. He was invited to the Bilderberg Group because I don't know if you know Percy Rock.
I appreciate your call. I'm out of time, but thank you for calling. We're going to go to break. Open phones, folks. Taking your calls. Uncensored, unfiltered. Everything's coming through here. We got our special guest in the studio. And if people hold, I'll get to you after our guest leaves. If not, I understand. You can hang up. Love you. We'll be right back. Infowars.com tomorrow's news today. We got a special report in the air. And then BitBoy Crypto is in studio. Stay with us.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a Patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
This is the end of a free society. It's the total New World Order plan. It's Operation Lockstep. This is everything. That's why I keep hammering the shots, hammering the lockdowns, hammering the persecution. If they just think we're going to go to sleep for a while, we'll give them some type of political, cultural amnesty, and then we all just quietly go away. I mean, look at this footage. If you've ever seen a Pied Piper in the real world, that's it. One white-clad Judas goat in the paramilitary medical tyranny outfit, leading thousands and thousands and thousands of Chinese who all got told they were red-coated with no evidence and had to go to the camps.
It's probably the biggest quarantine in human history. Millions of people worldwide who've been quarantined.
Millions of people in China are once again under collective quarantine. In the industrial city of Changzhou, 6.6 million residents have been ordered to stay indoors. Workers in protective suits have installed metal barriers in some neighborhoods.
China is reportedly putting suspected COVID-19 patients in metal boxes.
Well, they're erecting sometimes shipping containers. We've seen a couple of tents as well.
More than 200 million people in China are in lockdown
and are banned from leaving their home, even to buy food. Long, winding lines of buses can be seen in a street, which are taking people to COVID-19 quarantine camps.
25 million residents ordered confined to their homes.
They're using bicycle locks and padlocks just to keep people in.
This video on your screen shows officials dragging a man into a quarantine center where the conditions are appalling, to say the least.
These people locked up in quarantine camps being treated worse than prisoners.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them.
The judge has ruled for guardianship of this four-month-old baby to be placed into the court.
He needs life-saving surgery, but his parents don't want him to receive blood from those who have been vaccinated.
So, this is all about the states, the same worldwide UN directed, taking control of your bodies, and now saying we're going to put blood product to people that have a growing prion or spike protein in your body. We have all the medical reports. The governor of Florida has criminal investigations going, and Big Pharma lying about this, but they're still doubling down.
We don't want blood that potentially could have spike protein. We don't want that. We know that that is, you know, he's got a compromised heart.
What's happening here is just the beginning of an authoritarian takeover, and it's coming for all of us.
This type of tyranny is coming to New Zealand. It is coming to Australia. It is coming to America. It is coming to the entire world. Chinese-style COVID lockdown tyranny is on its way.
For people who are not vaccinated, lockdown rules will apply to everyone 16 and above.
It's absolutely mind-boggling that you could hold healthy, law-abiding, fully vaccinated citizens in these kind of conditions.
We have now a window of opportunity to create this global reset which we all need.
This is what communism looks like. This is what totalitarianism looks like. Your child is not yours.
They will continue to try to restrict and limit and vaccinate, do all of the other things that we're seeing done in China. It's just a matter of time. And as their algorithms get more sophisticated, the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab are not just going to sit back and allow humanity the freedom that we so clearly desire.
I respect China's achievements, which are tremendous. I think it's a role model for many countries.
This is the social credit score. This is breaking you down, locking you up, training you to be a slave. They'll only let you out again later, as long as you follow all the orders they say. They get progressively more tyrannical. Where'd Bob go? I don't know. Went to a COVID camp, never came back. They're just training you to get used to seeing people grabbed and rounded up all around you. Super hardcore tyranny, the model of the Great Reset and the New World Order, and we're going to be here fighting it big time.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, well, I've watched his show before and seen his work, and Mike Adams was talking about it a few weeks ago, and I said, well, let's get BitBoy, one of the biggest crypto news reporters out there, to come on the show. And he said, I'll come in studio. So he and his crew have come here. I'm not going to go over his whole background. You can find him at BitBoy Crypto and on Twitter at BitBoy underscore crypto, on Facebook at BitBoy Crypto, BitBoyCrypto.com. And he's got a whole news division and a lot of big stuff, so we couldn't get a better person in here to talk about FTX and the future of crypto, because I totally support crypto and think we need alternatives to the central bank digital currencies they want to bring out. And I kind of see FTX as an attempt to blow up the crypto market while the deep state laundered a bunch of money. Maybe you disagree. I'm going to get your take on that. Sam Bankman Fried to testify before Congress remotely. He's quite overbooked. So we've got all that. So first off, BitBoy, good to have you here. I appreciate you being in studio with us. And so where do you want to start, with FTX and all the rest of it?
Yeah, I mean, you got to start with FTX right now. It's a very big week this week, as you said. Sam is overbooked, so he can't appear in person at the hearings. He's currently in the Bahamas. For people that don't know, FTX was one of the largest exchanges in the world, and it was insolvent, and nobody knew. And we started figuring out, you know, maybe a few weeks before everything, you know, unwinded. CZ from Binance sold 500 million FTT. It's the token of FTX, and basically crashed the market overnight, and it's had a really hard time recovering. But the fact is, $8 billion at least. Some people put that total estimates up to $50 billion if you include all their investments, just gone. And it's the biggest insolvency I think we've ever seen. And, you know, Sam Bankman-Fried just continues to go on this, he was the CEO on this tour saying, oh, I didn't know anything. I had no idea. It was
missing. And even the New York Times, I feel like it's no big deal. But what I see is them saying, let's use this to try to take over all the private crypto, when he had deep state and the government regulators all over him supporting him.
Yeah. So I think this is a very interesting conversation, because, you know, when you look at how everything, you know, happened, there's one name that everybody thinks when you think of, like, gigantic Democratic scandals, right? It's Clinton's. How high does it go? Does it go to the Clintons? I don't think this is true this time. And the reason is because if you actually look at what happened, how it imploded overnight, if the Clintons were involved, that would have never happened. You've got politicians everywhere having to make excuses for why they took money from him, and they're trying to distance themselves from Sam Bankman-Fried because he is toxic right now. Something like that, I think what you'll find is the further we get into the story, the sloppier these people become. This was not a clean operation from the very beginning. They kind of just went off of intimidation and, like, mafia-type tactics, like, oh, yeah, you won't say anything or else we'll destroy your project. That was a common thing they would say.
What finally brought them down? Them trying to take over that big Canadian exchange? Or?
Well, what actually brought them down was a whistleblower. That's ultimately what happened. There was an insolvency hole that kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. This had a lot to do with the fact that they were creating counterfeit coins on the exchange. And then what was happening is they would just allow more people to short. Their short versus long ratio in leverage trading was out of control. At one point, it's like 99% shorts. That doesn't even make sense on exchange. So what happened is customers would withdraw the real assets, and they would just create more counterfeit tokens on the site, and that insolvency hole just got bigger and bigger and bigger. Then they had to crash Terra Luna, crash Voyager, crash Celsius.
That sounds like a microcosm of the rest of the economy.
Yeah, I know, right? It sure does. But, you know, kind of they were trying to fake it till you make it. If they could have got all these acquisitions after they crashed those companies, nine-figure payouts for, you know, some of the moves they were making, they could have eventually got enough real assets to kind of counterbalance everything out.
So, well, sure, just from a dumb level, I'm not an expert like you, but anybody else would already be SWAT teamed by the FBI. Oh, he can't come to Congress. He doesn't want to come to the U.S. He's quite overbooked. He says he didn't even know this was going on. He lies in big TV interviews saying, I didn't know money was going to his other company.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is a crook.
Yeah, he's something. And, you know, there was a time where I was trying to maybe give him the benefit of the doubt because, seriously, there are bigger players here. His parents and Dan Friedberg. These are the most important people in this entire situation.
Oh, I agree. He looks like a front guy.
Oh, yeah. But he also knows stuff. So, you know, him coming to this tour of, like, New York Times, obviously, with their puff piece in his interview there, there's a lot of connections between FTX and, New York Times and some sketchy dealings there as well. But the fact is that this guy, he just pretends like he doesn't know anything. And then 2 months ago, he was the boy genius that knew everything about
Christmas. You mean that guy's not trustworthy? Let's put him back on screen.
Oh, golly, that is the scariest thing I've seen since Count Chocula.
He looks like Count Chocula. That's his new code name. So what is the fallout of this when we come back from break? What is the fallout? What's going to happen to cryptocurrencies? Because now the central banks say they're going to move in. It seems like perfect timing for them.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at CBDCs coming down the road, this is certainly going to be something that Congress tries to piggyback on and tries to roll out these CBDCs and stablecoin regulation. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Stablecoins feel pretty safe right now compared to, the volatile crypto markets.
Well, let's say this. Anybody saying that cryptocurrency is fiat, it's all fiat. At least this has some basis in reality. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Well, Bitcoin Boy, one of the top Bitcoin analysts and broadcasters of his own network, is here in studio with us. You were getting into the future of Bitcoin itself, cryptocurrencies, the central bank digital currencies, where all this is going.
Yeah, I think that definitely digital currency is going to be something that's going to take over our lives for sure. Right now, it seems like a little bit of a novelty, and you look at the prices, the volatility, and people get scared by that. But then when you look at the real-world application of the CBDCs, while there are a lot of terrible things about them, they are going to be much more convenient for people, and we know, you know, people tend to choose convenience over anything else, hence why...
Sure, so this is the future. People should become experts in it so that they can't be controlled.
Yeah, I think that's something that you have to do. I mean, one of my biggest mistakes ever in crypto was buying Bitcoin in 2012 and not understanding what I was investing in. And that's why I set out on this channel, to educate people, to help them learn, you know, the ins and outs of this industry. Because when you really grasp it, you know, this is the only way we save ourselves from a great reset.
Let's talk about that. But let's go back to that 12-year graph, guys. That looks totally controlled to me. Where, anywhere, do you see a six-month completely basically flat line? That looks totally manipulated to me.
Well, I understand why you would say that. But you have to understand Bitcoin operates off something called the four-year cycle. I'm a Bitcoin four-year cycle fundamentalist. What that means is I believe that every 4 years, the same general thing plays out. It all has to do with Bitcoin mining. There's something called the halving. Every 4 years, the amount of Bitcoin being produced on a daily basis through mining gets cut in half, literally cut 50%. And so what happens is when that event occurs, you get a supply shock, and then you have a dramatic upswing for Bitcoin. That's when we get the bull runs. Then it gets overhyped. Retail comes in. They get wrecked. And then you have the 1 year of straight down action, which is right where we're at right now. We're kind of right time-wise on the cusp of maybe the bottom of the market, and then the next year and a half will be very slow accumulation. And there's some volatility, you know, built in it as well. In 2019, for instance, you know, Bitcoin went all the way up to 14,000. Is an outlier. But in general, when you really understand the Bitcoin halving, like, that's the most important thing that people need to understand when you're looking at the prospects for where Bitcoin's going.
So you're bullish on the future of Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. Very bullish on the future of Bitcoin. I do believe that Bitcoin eventually becomes the world reserve currency. I just think it's like 25 to 50 years, and then it backs assets like gold used to do.
Who do you think really created it?
I did. No, I believe Hal Finney was the creator of Bitcoin. Satoshi Nakamoto obviously is the moniker that was used. A series of cypherpunks were involved. Craig Wright was probably involved. Julian Assange was probably involved. Nick Szabo probably involved. There's a lot of people that were involved with it, but ultimately I think Hal Finney is most likely the answer for who the main guy was.
For folks that don't know who Hal Finney is...
Yeah, so he actually was a computer programmer, and you know, goes back to the libertarian days of cypherpunks and wanting freedom and you know, financial sovereignty and privacy in your transactions. And this is a guy who didn't really like the spotlight. The interesting thing is he's dead. So not suspicious. He had a disease. I can't remember which one. Maybe it was Lou Gehrig's disease.
But it just shows how innovation is what blows away power structures, entrenched elites, you name it. Because they're definitely scared of it.
Oh, yeah, they're terrified of Bitcoin. I mean, when you look at the prospects of what Bitcoin can do for the world, it's really scary to the people like Klaus Schwab that want to great reset us, that want to give these...
Even the head of the European Union, unelected, she said, oh, this will destroy us. We don't have our own system.
Christine Lagarde?
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to continue to say things like this in cycles, in new cycles, based on where the price is. So, you know, when everything is going down, you know, they want to pile on it and say it's dangerous. But when the price is going up...
Well, she was saying if they don't get their own, it'll destroy their power.
Oh, yeah. So CBDCs are something that is the counterbalance to Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is open and permissionless, and CBDCs are going to be closed and permissioned.
But don't they get that'll drive everybody to Bitcoin? They're not going to want to be in the controlled system.
There's not a better advertisement for Bitcoin than when you look at a CBDC. Something, you know, I do a lot of work with. We have a bill right now that we're going to be making public later this month, trying to solve some regulation in the crypto world. But one thing that we need to start thinking about is these CBDCs are going to become a reality, is we got to make sure we put in some regulation to stop social credit scores from happening before they even happen.
And that's what they're trying to push them for.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're going to be able to spend your money.
So the governments are doing this. We need to stop the social credit score now.
Yeah, I think that's something that's very important to do, because, you know, nobody's talking about this. Everybody's seen the episode of Black Mirror where, you know, you can't rent a car unless you have a certain score and things like that. So it's terrifying. Somebody's got to put their foot down and say, let's get ahead of this and stop this before it actually becomes a problem.
Because that's why we got to educate people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember just like 4 years ago still, Congress would have Google hearings. They'd go, do you track users? No, we don't. They would just lie, yeah. Knowing the Congress had no idea. Like,
yeah, yeah. Shadow banning doesn't exist. You know, that's what Jack Dorsey said. And
I was in that hearing when he said it.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey, you know it exists. For sure.
And I was already shadow banned.
Yeah.
I was already. He's like, no, it doesn't exist. We don't censor anybody.
Debunked. You know, that's their favorite phrase. Debunked.
Let me ask you this question. We get into everything you want coming up. You're the expert. Who do you think gave us $8 million in Bitcoin, which we was saved the company, but we have no idea.
Gave you $8 million.
Oh, you didn't know about that?
No, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, somebody earlier in the year did that.
Wow. Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, no, that, I mean, I was already a Bitcoin supporter, but boy, I tell you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's good. There's a lot of money floating out there. There was recently a guy who just got arrested, and he's on trial. I think he's going to plead to a very low charge. He had 51,000 Bitcoin from Silk Road. He created this way that he could go on to Silk Road back in 2012 and basically buy or send transactions through so fast that he could, like, quadruple every amount that he asked to withdraw. And he had, like, what is it, $3.6 billion? He was just giving away Bitcoin like it was out of control because, you know, 100 Bitcoin was nothing to him. So $8 million to somebody like that to a whale is just not that much money because they've had it forever.
They literally saved this operation. We'd be shut down now if it wasn't for whoever that was.
Well, you know, I
they had, like, I think 300, something like 300 million in Bitcoin sitting in the account.
That's amazing. And I think what has happened.
They never touched it, by the way. It was created in 2016, and it just sits there. The only money they ever spent was on us. The rest just sits there.
Well, I think it's a very important conversation to look at, you know, kind of what you've been going through is the new way to cancel people is through canceling them financially. And that's something that Bitcoin fights against as well. Because
exactly. Bitcoin doesn't put you in the social credit score, gets you out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And people have got to wake up to that. And look, this CBDC is coming very fast. I believe it's going to be here in 3 years. I believe USDC is going to be backed by Circle and Coinbase. It's going to become the.
For those who don't know, or new listeners, the Federal Reserve announced it's coming out with a digital currency.
Yeah, so they have FedNow, which is kind of a middle-of-the-road program, but ultimately they are doing one. In 2020, Jerome Powell said that they were open to using a private company to work with to create the digital dollar. Well, obviously Circle and Coinbase, they already have USDC, and that was kind of a dog whistle that is going to ultimately become you know, what we're all going to be using. And it's something where you're not going to be able to fight it, but it is going to basically be a walking advertisement for financial privacy and Bitcoin.
Why can't we fight it? Why can't we say no to central bank digital currencies?
Well, it's digital money.
I get it. They're going to implement it, and they'll do programs where they give it away at first. It's just.
Well,
it's the invention of dynamite. It's not going to be stopped.
I think people have to understand the bigger play here. The bigger play for the CBDC, for the digital dollar, is to kick the can down the road in another 20 to 30 years on inflation and on the fiat.
That's right. It creates a new fiat bubble.
Yes, because what it does is all of a sudden we've got a big demand problem because our supply problem is out of control.
I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the mighty Bit Boy is here in studio with us. I've been asking a lot of questions. I'm going to try to give you the floor to cover the range of the latest cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, central bank digital currency, SEG future we're looking at.
Yeah, I think the most important thing for people to understand is that this market is cyclical. And I talked about it a little bit ago about the four-year cycles. Right now, we're in a time where we should be on a downswing. And we had FTX, this gigantic debacle, right? Well, every single time we have a bear market, we have these debacles. We had what we call the hash wars, a war between Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin SV and Bitmain back in 2018. You go back to 2014, you had Mt. Gox, which is something that 90% of all Bitcoin transactions were running through Mt. Gox. It got completely hacked, still dealing with the repercussions of that to this day. So every bear market, it might look a little bit different right now. now we're dealing with what we call the contagion, which is all the fallout from FTX. I tend to believe that we're getting close to the end of that, if we haven't already seen the bottom as well. Because something I think about is all this Bitcoin is locked up on these insolvent exchanges, and nobody can sell it. So where we might see the downward action of Bitcoin go a little bit further to $10,000 to $14,000, you know, I think there's a chance we bottom because nobody can sell Bitcoin because it's locked up.
Well, once something gets this big and all the governments and corporations are trying to adopt a copy of it or a system they can program and control that's not an open free system, I mean, I don't see how it goes away when it's the original real McCoy and still the open and most free system there is.
Yeah, absolutely. Bitcoin is not going anywhere. And this is something that a lot of people are confused about who first get into crypto and start hearing about these CBDCs. They'll say like, oh, well, you know, these CBDCs are going to take over crypto. There's no reason to invest money in it anymore. It's going to go away. No, no, CBDCs are completely separate from normal crypto. People are still going to want speculative assets, including Ethereum or Cardano, some of the other altcoins as well, to invest in. That's separate than us using basically a stablecoin, using a dollar. The way we use dollars.
Sure, and they call those stablecoins, but they admit with the central bank digital currencies, they're going to be able to up them and down them while they're in your wallet, so they're really not stable.
Yeah.
Having a government backing it is the opposite of being stable now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what is a government's worth right now? Not very much, you know. So I think that when you look at what's coming with them expanding the digital dollar, we're going to see the world reserve currency go from the U.S. dollar to the U.S. digital dollar. I think the death of America's financial, you know, superpower has been foretold a little bit too early. I think China's not really that big of a threat to us financially. I think moving to a digital dollar as the world reserve currency, that's going to open up the demand insane. It's going to be the way that they're going to be able to turn the money printer back on a digital money printer now and be able to kick the can down the road. They have to. The fiat system's going to collapse at some point, but we're not there yet.
So how do people position themselves to be educated about this and really be experts in it? Because, I mean, whether I want to know about this or not, I'm going to have to know about it because that's where the future is going.
Yeah, well, it's a great time for me to plug my book. Because the fact is we have a book, Catching Up to Crypto. It actually publishes on January 12th. We're doing a big book tour. We're going to 14 cities.
Oh, good. Well, come on once it's here. I want to read it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the situation is what I've learned through doing YouTube is that what we consider to be beginner content, it's not actually beginner content. It's still above most people's heads. So what this book, Catching Up to Crypto, does is it basically takes my 10 years in the crypto world and gives it to you so that you're caught up to a point where you can then go watch YouTube videos or read other books or get into different niches and really understand all the elements and essence of not just Bitcoin, but crypto in general and blockchain as well. You know, we look at it as filling the gap between the person who comes to crypto and then being a true beginner.
Well, governments are admitting they want so-called stable coins that they can manipulate the history of. They can make things, quote, secret. So it really won't be a real blockchain. It'll just be this whole rig deal where they can frame people really easy with those.
Yeah, well, you know, what's legal today might not be legal tomorrow. You know, you got to keep that in mind when it comes to, you know, basically what's coming in terms of, you know, the future. You never know what the world is going to look like, right? Like, maybe eating meat will be against the law at some point, and they can retroactively go and find all the times the UN had a nice burger through their permission blockchain. So it's different. It's not open source. It's not a free system. But it is something I've always said, especially looking at China and the CCP and all the stuff that they do, blockchain is meant for good. But that doesn't mean it's going to be used for good for sure. It's Pandora's box that we can certainly use for negative and control and power and just kind of continue the greed of man, I guess you could say. Or we can build a different system.
Money that's completely trackable. So expanding on that, what are the good coins? What are the good systems? Is everything bad except Bitcoin?
Well, you know, I'm a big proponent of altcoins. I like a lot of altcoins. I like Ethereum. I like Cardano. These are two competing what we call layer one platforms. They're going to try to basically become the decentralized version of the internet. And what I mean by that is there's not one point of control that can be taken out. And when you look at Bitcoin as digital gold, which is really what it's become, the fact is that there's only so many people out there that want to invest in a hedgeable asset, right? Like, I know in your world, you know people that own precious metals. The average person, they might know a couple people that own gold, right? But Bitcoin's more exciting, so a younger generation wants to get in it. But the fact is that the decentralized internet has more value. And I think that's something to really look at. So anything that's a layer one platform like Cardano, like Ethereum. I think they're absolutely huge. We're big on XRP. We love XRP because the SEC has gone after them, and we hate the SEC for sure. But the whole thing is they do work with banks to make international cross-border settlements much easier. It's actually kind of similar to Bitcoin in terms of it's a network of value, not a network of information. The current SWIFT system that we have, the international bank processes, it's basically, hey, let's move this here, and then we'll actually move the money down the road. It's a big, long process. It takes a week. With XRP, when that on-demand liquidity hits for all the banks that it's signing up, and of course the SEC case goes away, now you're looking at settlements in like 30 seconds. It's going to make the world economic system a lot faster. And so,
how's that going to keep people like Bloomberg out with all their flash trading?
Well, I mean, that's a great question when it comes to, the traditional stock market bros, as we like to call them. I'm not big on stocks. I don't really care about stocks. I just like crypto. My experience in stocks is I own Peloton and Coinbase, if that'll tell you anything about how bad I am at stocks. But we want to keep these kind of like traditional finance people out of crypto. Your Kevin O'Leary's, we want those people out of crypto. Your Sam Bankman-Fried's, everybody he's connected to. We want these people out of crypto because we cannot let these people turn what's meant to be an open, decentralized system into the same old thing.
Well, sure. Anytime Harvard gets involved, that's really the State Department, CIA. That's the deep state.
Well, you know it because anytime you ever met someone who went to Harvard, that's the first thing they'll tell you.
I went to Harvard.
I went to Harvard. So,
Brian, a lot of the folks that went there, but it's a certain core group of every race, color, and creed, but it's a Harvard mafia we found. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't doubt that at all. There's a Stanford mafia, too, and including, Sam Bankman-Fried's parents.
Absolutely. So what's the other big crypto news right now?
I think one thing that people are looking at is Binance and Tether. Binance is the biggest exchange in the world. Tether is USDT. It's a competitor of USDC that we were talking about a little bit earlier. And there's a lot of questions about the solvency of these two entities. One is a stable coin and one is an exchange. And I think really what you're seeing is people want them to fail almost. And it's like this really negative attitude that's very, apropos for a bear market. Here's the truth. No company in crypto that has been around for more than 5 years is completely clean. It was an emerging technology. People made decisions.
It's a wild, wild west.
Yeah, exactly. Wild west. And I think that to judge a lot of these companies for the way that they built their empires, now that they're solvent and now that they've, basically faked it till they made it, I think it's just counterproductive. I think what we got to do is looking forward, how can we keep this from happening again to where we have companies that have a lot of questionable practices rising up now? That's why I think, regulation is going to come in for sure. So I think really, when you look at Tether specifically, and you look at Deltek Bank, and you look at Moonstone Bank, these are some very, very sketchy things with some very, very sketchy pasts. But ultimately, I think they have all the...
You're saying the technology is sound, but just because anything big and huge is going to have weirdos in it.
I think that's a good way to say it. Basically, this is a cutting-edge technology, and you're always going to get a certain type of person that wants to be interested in that, including people that like Engel.
Well, I know one of the reasons you're popular, I know who you are for years, is because you made some accurate predictions. I want to get the actual technicals and numbers from you when we come back with these graphs on when you think Bitcoin is going to start going back up, and then what you see even in the long-term future with BitBoy. Stay with us. Follow him on Twitter at BitBoy_crypto.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A lot of questions, but you're the expert. What else you want to impart to the audience?
I think it's really important that people understand what these hearings are this week that are going on. We're going to see basically the new CEO of FTX, as well as Sam Bankman-Fried appearing remotely in these hearings led by Maxine Waters. Now, say what you want about Maxine Waters, and I certainly have in the past. She has been on this situation. I've never heard a politician answer a question the way she answered it about political donations. Basically, Sam Bankman-Fried had given so much money to the Democratic Party, and she was one of the people that gave it to her, And she was asked on an interview, what are you going to do if this money turns out, you know, to be bad? And she's like, well, I guess we're going to have to pretty much do something about it because it's not good money. Like, admitting that there was a problem, you know, with the money that came in. And I can tell you this. Maxine Waters and several of the other politicians, they are pissed. I think that's what people don't understand for these hearings. A lot of people are thinking this is a big setup and, you know, they're going to play patty cakes with Sam Bankman-Fried stuff. No, no. All of the politicians in Washington that took money from FTX, they are pissed. They are going to be out for blood going after him because he's made them all look absolutely terrible. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens this week. And I can tell you this. we actually directly gave a gigantic packet of evidence for all the wrongdoings for from FTX and Sam himself directly to the finance committee there. So they've got a lot of stuff that we've been sitting on for months, and it's going to be interesting to see if it comes up, because there's no wriggling out of telephone calls that are recorded and videos that are recorded and them admitting crazy stuff.
Didn't it blow up in their face, the Larry David ad, where it shows all the inventions? He says, oh, the wheel's no good. Oh, the printing press is no good. Oh, the light bulb's no good. And then he says, oh, yeah, FTX is no good. It turned out it is.
Yeah, no good. Yeah, that one aged like fine wine, I guess. I think when you look at what they were doing, they had a $135 million deal with the Miami Arena for the naming rights. They didn't even have an accountant. They did not even have an accountant when they made that deal.
They just printed new coins.
Yeah, they just printed new coins. They flywheel tokens is what we call them. Sam actually created a video maybe a couple years ago where he explained how you can create tokens out of nothing and then prove their value by trading them against other coins you created. And it really is just amazing that we all just sat there and ignored all this.
What about NFTs? Because I know there's a bunch of scams, people overvalue them. But for me to have a piece of art, and then you create a digital copy that allows you to certify that it's a real piece of art from that person, for me, that has a value. And then to make variants of that has a value, because, everybody's always used art as an undercover kind of black market currency. So that seemed kind of next level. I think they abused it. It went too far. A lot of the art was crap. But it's just a shame that they've discredited NFT so bad.
Well, once again, we're in the down part of the cycle. NFTs will be back. I think they'll look a little bit different coming up in the next bull run, whereas you won't see as many of what we call generative trait NFTs, which are like your Bored Apes or your CryptoPunks. It's usually a combination of, factors that go into making one piece. You might get a hat, you might get a shirt, you might get a monkey, whatever. That was all the rage in the last bull market. That's going to die out some, and some of those winners are going to come more to the forefront, like Bored Apes. I'm very interested to see where gaming NFTs come, because my kids love Fortnite. They love to play Fortnite. Well, they don't get to take their costumes with them anywhere. So once that stuff starts getting on the blockchain, it can be resold on a secondary market. I think that's going to be really big as well for NFTs. And I think what you said about the art world, we know the art world is one giant money laundering scheme, right? So if you ever watch Billions, they show you exactly how it works there. So I do think art has its place, though, when it comes to NFTs. There are more and more upper echelon kind of artists that are doing these kinds of NFTs, selling one of ones. A friend of mine, Jessica Ragsy, she was on the show Lego Masters. She's created like 3 one of one sets.
Well, that's what I like. And you also get a physical copy, or just one digital, or both. That seems very real.
Yeah. Well, what she did was really cool, because she actually created a physical piece of art that was like an apple with some aluminum foil on it and some screws, especially like via commentary on technology. But you got the digital version of the NFT, but there was actually a real, sculpture that she that might not be.
Sure, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because we thought about putting out NFTs, but they were all original. It's only like 100 of them, and each was an original piece of art I did.
Yeah.
And then I saw the market going crazy even before it crashed. I said, no, I'm going to wait till later. Because all people would say, hey, this is original Alex Jones art. Here's the NFT digital, but here's also the physical. So we're going to have all our stuff be physical and then a one-off digital.
Yeah, I think that's really smart. Any way that you can create something in the NFT world that's unique or has got kind of like, a different kind of story with it, it's going to do much better than just, hey, let me put out 10,000 pictures of monkeys. And I think people are really, understanding the full potential of what you can do with NFTs. And I think it's going to be big in the next bull run. Further away, but NFT is going to come back for sure.
Absolutely, because it could be like an original piece of art you get for joining the country club, and it's a 10-year membership. So along with that little NFT you have, it's also a membership.
Well,
this is an added thing.
Let me tell you something we're doing, which is kind of cool. We've been working with an artist from ICP, which is Internet Computer Protocol, to do some NFTs. We're actually going to sell these NFTs later this week to help fund getting people down to a protest we're going to do in the Bahamas at some point. And what it is this generative art. So it comes with a sign. It comes maybe with a background. the signs are literally going to be the signs that we hold at the protest. So number one, it's a fundraiser, and so
it's a piece of history.
It's a piece of history. It's going to fund, you know, getting people down to the Bahamas to be able to protest because they lost all their money. And this guy,
that's a great way to get people to go out and protest.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and then you actually get a physical sign that comes with it too. I think it's really cool, all the stuff that we're, you know, we're going to be able to see over the next. And we got all these different chains as well. You know, you got Cardano and you got Ethereum.
Well, that's another reason I didn't get involved. A lot of the offers we had is. It seems speculative, and then they want us to offer all the stuff, but we had to deliver it. I just wasn't up to the amount of volume.
Well, you should have called us. We'd help you out.
I am about doing one-off art or like things like a protest or things where it's very real.
Absolutely. Yeah, these real-world applications are going to be the thing that's going to take NFTs from being kind of a joke in meme culture right now back to reality and like, oh, yeah, this stuff really does have, value, digital ownership, be able to track it forever. So, blockchain is open, and you can see everybody who owned it before, and I think it's a really cool concept. Now, I think it's a little too far. Like, Quentin Tarantino was trying to sell like one specific still from Pulp Fiction or something like that. And then it turns out he didn't even have the rights to it. The studio had the rights. It's like, I think it could be carried too far. Like, how much do you really want to own one moment of a movie? I don't know if that's very cool. But like, if you were able to own a physical copy of the original film along with NFT, like that would be cool.
Absolutely. That's just crazy. So what else do you need to, there's so much questions I got to ask, but what else should the listeners know?
Yeah, I think that, we're continuing to see the fallout of FTX. One thing that's really interesting is if you look at FTX, do you know who Dan Friedberg is?
I remember the name, yeah.
So Dan Friedberg was the general counsel of Ultimate Bets. And this is a kind of cool story if people don't know. I mean, it's a terrible story. But Dan Friedberg was also the general counsel for FTX. Ultimate Bets was a $40 million poker scam back in the early 2000s before Black Friday. And he was involved in it and didn't even lose his license to practice in the state of New York. They just redid the whole entire scandal on FTX. So if you look at it, one thing Dan Friedberg does well is creates architecture and shell companies. So creating the architecture behind FTX where everything's very confusing, you don't know where any of the money is going, that was one of the hallmarks. The poker scam was they created something called God Mode, right, where you could see the other player's cards. The people that worked at Ultimate Bets would call up some of these professional poker players and say, hey, come play heads up with me, not knowing they could see the cards, and they would just take money from them.
Incredible.
Now, that's exactly what FTX
was. In the old days, you'd get in a real card game blasted.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been cards myself.
But that's the danger of the nerds. Now becoming the tyrants because they just feel like it's their right to do this to everybody.
Yeah, so, but if you look at seeing the cards, well, Alameda Research could see everybody's trades on FTX. They saw where their liquidations were. They saw where.
So they could manipulate the market even more.
Absolutely.
Which gave them that incredible arrogance.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what finally brought them down?
What Ultimate Bets or FTX?
FTX.
What brought them down is, CZ dumping the fake FTT token and, getting into it with Sam. Sam and CZ have been going at it for months, kind of behind the scenes. But there was a whistleblower who actually gave a bunch of information to CZ and to CoinDesk about a potential insolvency. And that's really what happened. If you really want to get technical, what kicked all this off and started this was we sent our bill, which we were going to find out later this month, to FTX for funding. Because, we need...
Oh, hold on. Do five more minutes with us. You were behind it. All I know is, when is Sam Bankman-Fried going to get arrested?
Well, hopefully when we go down and protest in the Bahamas, people in the Bahamas will at least arrest him. But I think you're going to see him arrested, probably by the end of January or February, I believe.
What's going on here on screen?
Well, that's my guy, Lincoln Bain.
Hold on. Let's go right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.